How you doing, everybody? In this Flash and ActionScript 3 tutorial, I'm going to show you how to include external ActionScript into your timeline, just as if you had typed it into the timeline. Somebody on our forum requested this one, so I figured I'd make an example. Let's see, let's go ahead and create a new folder on our desktop and name it Project. Let's go ahead and open it up and fire up Flash and click ActionScript file. Now we're going to type something in that would normally be in our timeline. So let's put var my words colon string equals in double quotes, we're going to type hello world. Okay, so now we have hello world in double quotes and a semicolon. And that's it. So that's all we need to prove that we have connection to this external ActionScript 3 file. So let's go to File, Save As, let's go to Desktop, that project folder we just made, and we'll save this as external file .as. Actually, you don't have to type the .as because it already knows it's an .as file. It'll put the .as on it already. Press Save. Now you can close it. Now let's open an ActionScript 3 file like we would normally, where we have the timeline and everything. And let's go ahead into the Actions panel. In your Actions panel, you can access your action. You can access your Actions panel by pressing F9. If you highlight a keyframe on the timeline, you press F9, open the Actions panel. Now let's type in include. This is just like PHP. It's the only reason I know this, because all kind of PHP code works in ActionScript 3. I don't know if you guys know that or not, but that's the reason why I'm kind of so good at ActionScript 3. I'm not real good, but that's why it comes easy for me, because I know PHP really well. So let's say include, and this will also put in double quotes external_file.as. That's it. Now that included the code into our project. Now that variable that we created of my words. Now, to prove it to ourselves, let's display it. We'll say mytext.text equals my words, which is, you can see there's no variable in here, says my words. So you'll know if it comes in, then we have connection. And we say plus, in double quotes, we're going to type in space is played out. There. Is played out, period. And then after the double quotes, we can put another semicolon. And that's the end of this application, this tutorial. Now we're going to test it. Press, oh no. First we have to save this file in the same folder. Save as, desktop, project folder. And we're going to save this as my Flash site. My Flash site. Save it. Now we're going to render out. Press F12. Oops. I'm a dummy. On stage, you got to put in a text field. Dynamic text field. Name it my text. And now let's render out. There it is. Hello world. If we go into our project folder, go into that external ActionScript file, hello world is sitting right there. It's not in the Flash site. It's in that external file. So any kind of huge code huge blocks of code that you would have in your timeline here in Flash can easily be included with this one little line. You just put all that code, you take it, you highlight it, you cut it right out of the timeline, you put it in a new file that's an ActionScript file, and then you include it here. And all of that code comes right in and works just as if it was sitting here itself. Okay, that's the end of this lesson. We'll see you next time.